Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
You know, all last week I was wearing my baseball cap because I was just pretty much lazy and got up too late to do my hair.
Last week?
Yeah.
You've been wearing your baseball cap since you... since you came back from the shingles.
Not really.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, I've off and on, but pretty much last week, the entire week,
yeah.
I've been wearing it the whole time.
No, yeah, no.
No.
You've been wearing it for the last month.
Nah.
Yaha.
Nah.
Yaha.
And anyway, so this morning I was like, I'm going to get up, I'm going to do my hair, I'm going to be ready to go, right? Wrong.
What happened?
Flat iron, gone.
What do you mean gone?
Didn't even, like, the light didn't even turn on.
Oh, no, it died on you?
Just died.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Why do you need a flat iron for?
Because that's what you use. Girls use flat irons or curling irons or whatever, you know?
But why would you need it? Like, does your hair curl up a lot? Do you get all frizzy or what?
Yeah, it's pretty, my hair has got this really weird kinky to it.
Do you not listen to the words of the song we just heard, Scars to Your Beautiful?
Yeah, honey,
You're
no.
You're supposed to accept yourself the way you are.
Yeah. Sorry.
Curly, frizzy,
no.
Split ends, hair and all.
Okay, Mr. Gel in the hair, and you have to have a specific kind of gel.
That had nothing to do with being scars to your beautiful.
No, you don't think?
I rock it, baby. Well, I don't even use a flat iron. I don't even use a brush. You know what I use?
Most boys don't.
My appendages.
Most boys don't.
Most boys don't use brushes?
No.
Oh, please.
I,
when I was growing up, when I was a kid, when I was in my 20s and 30s,
yeah,
I used to blow dry my
stuff. Dinosaur years.
Man, I used to blow dry it. I used to spend a whole lot of time in front of that mirror.
I know.
Now it's just like scrunch, scrunch, peace. You know why?
Why?
Because scars to my beautiful.
Whatever.
That's why.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Girls don't do that.
You
girls
know, you're
have,
on the radio. People don't see you.
Girls have blow dryers. It doesn't matter. Lots and lots of people aren't on there are don't get seen. They just go to work.
Uh-huh, but they don't work with me. I don't mind.
They should
I don't
thank
care.
Their lucky stars.
Oh, please.
They should thank
please.
Their lucky stars.
You have never worked with anybody as cool as me, and
you're
you know it.
So cool.
And you know it.
Such coolness.
4 hours of laughing.
Much cool.
Who wouldn't want 4 hours of laughing? Who wouldn't want that?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
That's right. That's right.
Lord.
What I'm trying to say is you don't need to rock that cap all the time.
I do need to rock that cap all the time.
I can deal with your frizz.
I can't.
Well, don't look at yourself all morning.
I don't.
Then, problem solved.
I look at myself once in the morning. I go, meh,
well,
okay, here we go.
If you're going to have to rock a cap, can you at least give me some variety?
No.
Can you do anything besides that Taylor Swift 1989 cap of yours? I know you have more. I've seen you in a Chihuahua's cap before.
I know, but the Chihuahua's cap, well, this summer I kind of used it a lot when I was sweating outside.
Uh-huh.
And so it's got those horrible sweat marks on it.
Oh, I know.
Ew.
Throw them in the washer.
No, because they get messed up.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
I've tried.
I have too, and I'm telling you, they don't.
Oh, my God.
Why do you think you're always right?
I'm not always right.
I know
I'm telling
you're not.
You my own experience.
And my own experience I throw them in the washer.
Okay.
And they come out fine.
Yeah.
And the spots are missing.
Uh-huh.
And I get to spot them all over again.
Okay. Except in my experience, I have tried to put one of my favorite ball caps, like, ever.
Did you put it in by itself?
I put it in what did I put it in with? I think I put it in with a few, like, shirts and stuff like that. Nothing
major. You didn't
major.
Wrap it in anything? Like, I put it in a pillowcase.
Mm-mm.
I put it in a pillowcase, and then I wash it in there.
In the pillowcase?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've also heard people that use the dishwasher.
I've heard that, too. And I've seen one of my friends try that, and it disintegrated the bill.
Did it?
Yeah, because it was like... Because I guess the bills are made out of, like, cardboard or something.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Yeah, and so when she pulled it out of the dishwasher, she had it, like, in one of those forms and everything.
Yeah, they make stuff for
it,
don't they?
Yeah, and she said when she took it out of the form, the bill just, like, bleh, because the cardboard disintegrated inside. Because you know what? Water in your dishwasher is so much hotter than water in your washing machine.
No.
So much hotter. And so, yeah, when she pulled it out of the form... Because it looked great. She was like, hey, this worked.
Yeah.
And then she pulled it out of the form, and she was like,
The other day I opened up my dishwasher, and I reached in, and it still wasn't cool yet, and I get this steam bath.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
I know. When you do that, when you're a girl and you have mascara on, it, like, fuses your eyelashes together.
Oh,
and you're like, oh, man, this isn't good.
Yeah.
This isn't good. It's going to take at least five swipes with the makeup wipe to get off. because it's now become a part of my eyelashes.
And then you look like a tarantula.
You do,
which
yeah.
I guess is better than looking like Alice Cooper. So, yeah, you know, you got to weigh up. You got to weigh it.
Pros and cons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I should get you a baseball cap then. So you can at least give me some variety.
You know what? I ordered over the weekend, I ordered 3 baseball caps from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And they're suede.
Suede.
They're super cool.
Yeah.
And I ordered different colors.
Look at you all Missy Elliott and stuff.
I know. I know. Yeah, I ordered a gray, a black, and a white.
You should get some sweats too, man. Those suede sweats. Those
juicy,
really shiny
ones.
Get some of those too, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Get yourself a big old clock.
I've got one.
Yeah? You should wear that too, man.
I got one of those.
Just go for it, girl. Just go all the way.
Lord.
I look forward to the variety then when they come in.
Okay. Kiss FM.
Happy Monday.
Woo.
Today's October the 2nd. We kick off Mike and Trisha's annual Pink Ribbon Week today. More details to come. First, though, let's take a look at the list of celebrities that share your birthday today.
O'Shea. Okay, you share your birthday with this. O'Shea. You share your birthday with this. She's an actress. She's a talk show host. She just got a brand new co-host.
Oh,
after being alone and all by herself for like over a year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Is she overly buff?
She's overly buff.
Yeah. Is she also overly thin?
Overly thin. Yeah. Somebody needs to hand that girl a sandwich.
Don't be thin shaming.
No,
not
thin
shaming.
Not at all. I just think that she looked better when she had a little bit of weight on her when she was acting.
The Rippa.
The Rippa.
That's what they call her. The Rippa.
Yep.
Kelly, the Rippa.
She's 47. And you also share your birthday with this 66-year-old. He's a legend. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. He's an actor. He practices the tantric sex for hours and hours on end. Yes.
That would make him, is it Gordon? And then is his last name, is it Sumner?
Sumner,
A.K.A. Sting.
Sting.
A couple of years ago, he was on Inside the Actor's Studio, and he explained how he got that name.
Oh, okay.
I was in various local bands. I was 19, 20, and I would wear a sweater that my girlfriend had knit for me. It was black and yellow hoops. Looked ridiculous. And the band thought I looked like a bee. And, of course, called me Sting.
Did everybody call you Sting?
Everyone calls me Sting. My wife calls me Sting. My kids call me Sting.
Everybody calls him Sting.
Nice.
Hey, Sting.
Only when his kids need money and they go, Gordon?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, they get all formal.
That's right.
There's another celebrity having a birthday today.
Who's that?
Or another, another singer. Let's put it that
way.
Okay. Who's having a birthday today. You neglected to mention Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany. Yeah. That's right.
Tiffany
that's right.
is in her 40s?
She's in her, mid-40s,
45,
yeah.
give or take, or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Tiffany, right?
Well,
of course you remember Tiffany.
Hello.
People of a certain age, of course, will remember this.
I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Remember?
Yeah, I still sing that in my car. Are you kidding?
Now, people of a certain age may also remember that Tiffany's big hit, I Think We're Alone Now, was a remake.
Yeah, totally.
From the 60s, the original was a Tommy James and the Shondells record.
And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
I know a lot of people consider Tiffany a one-hit wonder, but you know, she really was not a one-hit wonder.
No.
People have different definitions as to what a one-hit wonder is,
mm-hmm.
but Tiffany hit number one on the Billboard charts, not just with I Think We're Alone Now, but she also hit it with this very forgettable ballad called Could Have Been.
Oh.
Could have been so beautiful.
Remember?
That hit number one?
It hit number one.
Did it really?
On the Billboard
charts.
Well,
then she is not a one-hit wonder.
No, she's definitely not a one-hit wonder, but it was such a forgettable song
totally.
That people think she's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
And because I Think We're Alone Now was such a huge hit.
Well, yeah. And me personally, I don't kind of count it as a hit for you if it was somebody else's beforehand. For me. That's my definition of a one-hit wonder is
Remakes
you actually
don't count?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because they're remakes.
Yeah, but the original may not have been very successful. If you recall last week, Joan Jett.
True.
I love that. Rock and Roll was high, huge.
True that.
The original from the 70s, not so much.
Nonetheless.
Didn't even make the Hot 100.
Nonetheless, I don't count it.
Really?
Not for me, man.
Wow, dude.
No, somebody else has already trod that path. I'm sorry, but you don't get to trod in other people's footsteps.
There will be no trotting.
There will be no trotting because I'm sorry, they've already forged that path. Uh-huh. Forge your own.
Uh-huh. Okay, well then Tiffany would still be a one-hit wonder.
She would because she had another one.
Because of the forgettable ballad
there
I just played for you.
KISS FM.
What's the latest on the Vegas mass shooting? Do we know why this guy opened fire?
No, so far the police are saying that they've checked. He apparently lived in some sort of nursing home facility or retirement facility. And they said that they've checked his room. They've checked his room there. They've checked his room at the hotel at the Mandalay Bay where he checked in on Thursday. Because this concert that all this happened at, it was a three-day country music fest.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right at the end of it on Sunday night.
Oh, see, that's why I heard a security guard being interviewed, and he said they initially thought it was fireworks.
Right.
Because a lot of times that happens at the end of concerts.
Yeah.
Here's the security guard. Some of the content you may hear, I got to warn you.
It's very disturbing.
It could be. It could absolutely be. So just a heads up.
We started hearing something that we thought was at first fireworks. Once the crowd got quiet, we started noticing that it was actually gunshots, and it was just multiple gunshots. Two people that I know for sure that were trampled, a few others, the one gentleman was shot top of the head, a lady was shot in her side, there was another lady that caught another round to the side of her head. The area that we had for medics that was set up for the event was completely flooded with people. It was an ugly scene.
They're saying it's the deadliest mass shooting in our country's history?
Yes, because if you remember the Pulse nightclub in Florida, I believe it was, mm-hmm. It was 49 people. There are over 50 people who have been confirmed dead. They still have not made it all the way through the festival footprint because as they're going through, they're having to gather evidence. And so they still have not even counted all of the people who are still at the festival footprint area.
Because this went down at 10 o'clock last night.
Yes. And there are 400 people who are being treated right now.
There was 30,000 people at that show.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can imagine.
You can imagine.
How much work it is for the cops.
Right. And the guy was in the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay, and he was not anywhere near, he was above the crowd, but it was not like, it wasn't like it was right over the crowd. You know what I mean?
Wow, yeah.
And some people have said that there were victims who were up to a half a mile away from him.
Wow.
From where he was shooting. And he was shooting down on the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea why this happened. They have a woman in custody that they were calling a person of interest, but apparently she doesn't have anything to do with it now, is what they're saying.
Huh.
So
they found her.
They
interviewed her,
uh-huh.
And she doesn't know nothing.
She doesn't know anything. And they said that there's like nothing anywhere that gives any motive so far.
Play another clip. This could also be very disturbing. Somebody happened to be rolling tape. Actually, a lot of somebody's. How it is nowadays. Nobody can watch a show anymore, right? Because you got to, record it. Somebody was running their phone at the time that it happened. And so you're going to hear Aldean singing, and then
Jason
it's
Aldean.
Jason Aldean, and then you're going to hear him stop. According to reports, it took a while for people to realize what was going on, because as we heard the security guard say, everyone thought that it could be like, firecrackers,
right.
Fireworks, something. Certainly not, somebody shooting at
right.
them. And then he stops, and then in the video, you can see where, he's ushered off stage.
Right.
While everybody just kind of stands around, because people are like, what the hell is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to hear the song abruptly end, and then there's this deathly silence as people are trying to figure out what the heck. And it's only, what you're about to hear is only the first of three rounds of gunfire that he was able to get off. And, man, it seems like this one just went like forever, because it's an automatic gun that he's firing
right.
off.
Right.
Now, I know you told me earlier that they found more than one weapon.
They found 10.
But the report that I read was that there was all these pauses because he was reloading.
And not only that, but they also are speculating that maybe the gun thing gets too hot.
Oh, okay.
To be able to handle it. Right. And so he might have dropped one, but there's still, of course, that's all forensic stuff that needs to be taken care of.
Exactly.
Jake Owen, who is another country music star, who was on stage with him because they were closing out the show.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who had been performing was getting ready to come up on stage or already was on stage. And he said that at first, when they heard it in their earpieces, because they could hear the noise in their earpieces, they kind of were like, is that pyrotechnics that's going off that is misfiring?
Mm-hmm.
Because they did have a pyrotechnics element to their show.
I wonder if this guy meant to try to time it.
Well, and that's what they're saying. They're saying that there were significant pauses of time during the show where they were talking to the crowd, where they were thanking people for coming, and that this was kind of actually the loudest portion of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that they think that that's the reason why he, you know, that's when he decided to do that. But it's just, you know.
Yeah, but clearly he'd been holed up there for a while.
Since Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like she said, you know, information just keeps coming mm-hmm. in and slowly but surely. So whenever we do find anything else out, we will let you know. Kiss FM. Kirk Coog, man, he can't seem to win.
Mm-mm.
You know, he stays on. Everybody calls for his resignation
right?
or him being fired. He resigns like he did over the weekend. Everybody's giving him, you know, grief about how he resigned and quit on his team.
Right.
How he resigned in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
There's just no winning with you minor fans.
Uh-uh.
Poor guy.
I know. And it was really fast. I mean, people as soon as the news hit social media, people were taking one side or the other. Oh my God, I can't believe it's midstream. What the heck are you thinking, dude? And then other people were going, No, I'm so glad he's gone. And it's like, oh my God.
And I had just paid him a compliment too. I had just paid the team a compliment about how closely they lost.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, well, you know, that's
an
improvement.
Better. Yeah.
They only lost by a couple of touchdowns. They weren't blown away like they have been by everybody, including NMSU.
Right, exactly.
And I was holding out hope that at least there would be one victory mm-hmm. this season of football for the Miners.
Yep.
I don't know if that's going to be a reality anymore.
Well, and here's the other thing. Even though they did play on Saturday, I had to really kind of dig for the information on it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was getting the meh treatment,
right?
It was
totally getting the meh treatment.
Yeah. It was also surprising because just the day before on Saturday, according to media reports, Coogler had insisted repeatedly that he was going to stay to turn the program around.
Right.
And so that was an even bigger surprise that 24 hours later, you know, it was the old, well, we've reached this mutual agreement, mm-hmm. which we all know now means, you know, that, well, they said, you know, resign or we fire you.
Right, exactly.
That's usually what mutual agreement means, doesn't
it? Exactly, yeah.
It's been our experience reading things and sometimes even being a part of that mutual agreement. It's the first time UTEP has had a midseason coaching change since 1993. That's back when Charlie Bailey took over for David Lee.
Oh, wow.
That happened week 7.
David Lee, Charlie Bailey.
Yeah. You don't remember David Lee?
I don't remember David Lee. I know who Charlie Bailey is, but no, I don't remember David Lee.
Yeah, well, Bailey, history shows, lost the last 5 games after he, you know, replaced the other coach.
Oh, wow.
But then he went on to get hired and became UTEP's coach for 6 more years.
Huh.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll find out today. There's a press conference at 11:30, I believe.
11:30, mm-hmm.
Which is when they usually do the Monday morning things.
Right,
the coach does.
Right.
And we'll find out today who they plan to temporarily replace him with.
Yeah. And you can expect a ton of media.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A ton of media.
Most people, you know, that know about this kind of stuff and follow this kind of stuff believe that it'll be one or the other, either the offensive or the defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. which is usually how things happen. They mm-hmm. usually do move one of them up. I don't know, though, if it would be the offensive coordinator. That's that Brian guy. And they just moved him up.
Natkin?
Yeah. They just moved him up from like quarterback coach or something. I forget what he was coaching before.
Right,
but,
right.
But, boy, that would be quite a leap in 2 weeks.
There were some wild rumors running around social media yesterday that maybe Stull is going to step in.
That was Kaplowitz as well, his rumors. He was the one that started those.
Yeah, and it was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so either. You know what? He also said maybe they'll bring back Coach Price.
Yeah, doubtful.
I don't think so. Doubtful. I don't think so for either one of them.
Especially for Stull. The man is, you know, like getting ready to retire. Yeah. He's in his 70s.
Yes, yes.
Don't think he has the desire or the stamina, to be quite honest
with you. Right, yeah. Especially not the desire. Boy, no. That stuff takes a lot out of you.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those wild rumors. That fake news that Kaplowitz is spreading, man. He needs to stop.
Come on, Cappy.
He just needs to stop.
Dude.
Come on, man. Stop it already.
We're calling you out, man.
We are. Just stop those fake news, wild rumors kind of things, man. What are you, TMZ Sports?
Right.
You're going to lose some credibility there, man. Or tomorrow morning we'll be eating crow.
I know, right? One or the other.
Boy, I sure hope crow isn't poisonous.
I know, right? Kiss
FM. I just have to tell Mike that I found there was a city over there in California that I thought Los Mochis was, you know, something extraordinary, but this one in California is called La Marrana.
So, what? You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. That's the name of that city. It's a city about metropolis about the size of Los Mochis, but it's La Marrana. You know, that's the name of it. Where do you live? La Marrana. You know, so that's unusual there.
Wow. Boy, I'll say, and kind of embarrassing to say where you live.
I know.
Yeah.
Although you could make some really good T-shirts out of it.
I believe, and, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who you repping? La Marrana.
La Marrana.
La Marrana. Okay, back to
you. Oink.
Oink.
Okay, Tricia.
Hey, you know, it's Pink Ribbon Week, right?
Mm-hmm.
First full week in October, we dedicate to breast cancer awareness. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
So, what do you say we hit them up with our annual play of the Feel Your Boobies song?
Okay.
Huh?
I think
You know, Pink Ribbon Week is all about early detection.
Saturday and Sunday.
Early October detection. 7th. Whoa. Early detection is always your best protection. And that's what Mike and Trisha's annual playing.
That's what we're all about.
This is what Feel Your Boobies is all about, my friends. Your best protection.
Mm-hmm.
And please, let this also serve as a reminder to donate your bras. Your bras for our cause.
That's right.
Bras across our building. We will donate $1 for every bra that gets donated to our cause.
Yep.
Kiss FM. Oops, girl, backwards.
It's Pink Ribbon Week on Mike and Trisha.
We're singing to ourselves, and the ladies who are here are going, what are you people singing?
They're like, are you saying boobs?
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, we're singing boobs. It's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it
is. Pink Ribbon Week. This is the 17th year that we've dedicated the first full week in October to
Breast cancer awareness.
Mostly, we like to talk about the early detection.
And that's why we've got Pat and Adriana from the...
The Cancer and Chronic Disease. Now, I've been saying consortium all morning, but I just heard you say consortium.
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 Either or.
I think it can be either. Yeah.
Right?
Either.
Is it one of those kind of things?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with consortium because it just sounds fancy.
There you go.
I don't know why. It just sounds fancy.
I just think the whole word sounds fancy.
Yeah.
Consortium.
Right? It doesn't matter how you pronounce
it. I know, right?
It sounds like you read a dictionary
it
over the
totally
weekend.
It totally does.
And so also, this is the group. You know, we're doing bras across our building.
Right.
I don't know if you ladies heard, but that's what we want to do to draw attention 24/7 to this thing. Because a lot of times we get off the radio at 9 o'clock and then it doesn't really get talked about until the following morning.
Right.
And so we wanted something that could be like a visual reminder that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we thought, hang bras across the building, light up the building in pink.
Wow.
Right.
And so that's what we want to do, but we need bras.
Yeah, we do.
And so for every bra, we're going to donate $1 to you guys.
Oh, wow.
Up to 1,000
bras. Up to 1,000 bras.
Right.
Okay.
And the reason why is because you guys are local and you help local women who have either no insurance or very little insurance. And, you know, the whole thing about breast self-examination is great, but you need to go to the doctor to make sure that, you know, what you're seeing or what you're not feeling or seeing is, you know, can be caught. So tell us about the women that you guys help.
So the women that we help are under the 200% poverty level. And they have no insurance whatsoever. And so we've had a federal grant for the last 28 years, which is the Breast and Cervical Cancer Service grant. And that permits us to pay for mammograms, pap smears. If they need diagnostic workup, we can also do that through this particular grant. We also have funding through them so that if they have a cancer, we put them on Medicaid. And it's only through our office. It's not through the state office. It's through our office only. So if they have a cancer, they can, you know, come through us.
Yeah.
And it's so important to have a local group that understands the local mindset. I know a lot of times I've talked to women who've been like, you know what, I've never actually been to a doctor because my family just didn't go to a doctor.
Right.
Or my family doesn't have a cancer history. Correct. And the information that you guys put out there is so important.
Yes. So right now we have approximately 3 or 4 promotoras that are out in the community giving this message that they need to come in for their exams. They're targeting women that have not had a mammogram within 2 years or so. So, you know, we're out there. We're vigilant. You don't hear a lot of the consortium because our monies go directly to the patients. Our administrative cost is about at 6% sometimes. And so
that's
good. That's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
That's wonderful compared to a lot of so-called nonprofits.
Right, right.
You know, where over 50% of whatever they raise goes to administrative costs.
Yeah, right. So, you know, we're very vigilant in making sure that those funds that we receive go to the actual patients.
Nice. Now, you said you were targeting women especially 2 years that they haven't had a mammogram.
Yes.
Is that like the rule of thumb for anyone, period?
Well, no, not necessarily. But in particular, you know, we have other little grants that we're able to do that. And that's the target population that we wanted to.
And I read the other day where women that don't have health insurance are the ones that are in most danger of, you know, getting an advanced diagnosis because, well, no insurance, no money.
Exactly.
They don't go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is that a true case?
That's really a true statement, yes. Especially here in El Paso, we have that problem in particular.
Well, and we have that problem because we have a lot of jobs here that don't necessarily come with health insurance. And then a lot of times, you know, if a woman can go and get like Medicaid or Medicare or whatever, it's such a process, you know, and they don't really know where to start or they don't really know how to wade through the paperwork. And that's something you guys can help out with.
Yes, that is correct. Right.
And also, I would like to add that due to the characteristics of our population, most of us being Hispanic origin, we don't have or don't understand the prevention concept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we wait until the symptoms are obvious to go to the doctor. So that's the message we're trying to spread out in the community about the importance of prevention and early detection to prevent women dying from this disease.
It is. It's very cultural in El Paso. It's a very cultural problem because you don't you have moms who maybe moms and grandmothers who they never went to the doctor, you know, and they never did breast self examinations, and cancer is still such a word that you whisper about, you know? And it's like, oh no, she's got cancer.
Right.
You know? And it's like, you gotta know these things. You got, and it's not enough for just our young women to know about these things. We have to have women our age, like 50 years old and older. I've been getting mammograms since I was 30, but only because my grandmother had breast cancer. My aunt had breast and ovarian cancer. And that's the only reason why. And I've got four other sisters. And the statistic is 1 in 8 women are going to get breast cancer. I know 8 women just walking into my house. I know 8 women. Yeah.
When you go out into the community and you talk to them about early detection, like what are some of the things that you tell them? What are some of the things that they need to know?
To begin, we stress out what is cancer. Because people don't understand how cancer develops. This is a very different disease from cardiovascular and diabetes. So it's important for people to understand the process of cancer disease. Mm-hmm. And another issue that we discuss is risk factors. Because as you were saying, a lot of women believe that because there's not a family history, they are safe. So not necessarily this is the case. So we also stress out the importance of watching the risk symptoms, knowing that age is a risk factor, very important.
Right.
The older we get, the risk increases. Also, sign and symptoms of the disease and the places where women can go to get the screening done. And the Cancer Consortium has a provided network with more than 100 providers spread all over the city, so women will have access to those services near where they live. Basically, this is the message that we sent out.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we've been here for so many years trying to help out. And October is a very important month because this campaign helped us raise awareness about the importance of cancer prevention.
Yes.
And we really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank
so
you.
We invite women in our community to bring their bras.
Yes.
So we can raise money to continue helping women.
And not just the money, but the awareness as well.
Sure.
You know, 24/7 is our goal. And so let's say somebody without any health insurance is hearing this. Where do they go to find you guys? And not just, you know, to apply to see if they qualify for some of this, you know, no-cost health stuff, but also for the information.
So they can call our office and we'll direct them to wherever they need to go to because, you know, there might be different symptoms.
Right.
The number is area code 915-771-6305.
Okay.
That's the main line, and whoever picks up the phone will guide them to a clinic that they can go to.
And this is the one of the ones that you were referring to about having them all across the place.
Yes.
Correct.
Right? Okay,
correct.
And what was that number again? Let me write that down.
771-6305.
And we'll be doing a blog about that and making sure that we've got links to your website and your Facebook page, all the numbers that you need and all that. Because this is so important. I mean, you know, the thing is that you can't think about this once a year. This is like once a month. You need to be doing your breast self-examination. You need to know what your breasts look like, what they feel like, because you're probably the first line of defense. And then you can go to get help, even if you don't have health insurance, even if you have very little health insurance.
Yeah. Call us if you need the number. If not, you can always look for this information on KissElPaso.com. Mm-hmm. Adriana, Pat, thank you so much for coming
this
morning.
Thank you.
Please encourage everyone you know to come by the station and drop off some bras.
We'll do that.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.